This is an address entitled All and Nothing by Josiah C. Merriman, a teacher of Christian Science. This is his association address of 1958. In No and Yes, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "If mortals could grasp these two words, all and nothing, this mystery of a God who has no knowledge of sin would disappear, and the eternal, infinite harmony would be fathomed." Introduction. You must be so completely absorbed in the work of gaining more understanding of God that personal sense, appearing as ambition, envy, desire to do this thing or that thing, to be in this place or that place, cannot use you. God will place you rightly. He governs your every act. You are endowed with the capacity of God. You are the full reflection, so you have the divine capacity. Do not forget for a moment that as God's idea, you know all, and you, the full representative, includes everyone. You can never tell anyone anything he does not already know as a man of God. Be firm about this, and you will eliminate the belief of sin, of ignorance, of fear, and you will not meet with opposition. This is handling animal magnetism. First assignment. The first request was the article in Miscellany entitled Mental Digestion. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Of this I am sure, that each rule and bylaw in this manual will increase the spirituality of him who obeys it, invigorate his capacity to heal the sick, to comfort such as mourn, and to awaken the sinner." Close quote. About 1907, Mrs. Eddy was asked by the editorial offices of The Onlooker of London to name her six leading books in the order of their importance. She named them in this order. 1. Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. 2. Miscellaneous Writings. 3. Unity of Good. 4. Church Manual. 5. Christ and Christmas. And 6. Rudimental Divine Science. Of Miscellaneous Writings, she said, quote, "The Christian Scientists in the United States and Canada are hereby enjoined not to teach Christian Science for 1 year, commencing on March 14, 1897. Miscellaneous Writings is calculated to prepare the minds of all true members to understand the Christian Science textbook more correctly than a student can." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy said to John Lathrop, quote, "Every bylaw in the manual is inspired. I did not write them any more than I wrote Science and Health." Close quote. That's from We Knew Mary Baker Eddy, first series, page 22. The manual contains the rule for motives and acts, our daily prayer, alertness to duty, and the tenets. The last bylaw reads, quote, "No new tenet or bylaw shall be adopted, nor any tenet or bylaw amended or annulled, without the written consent of Mary Baker Eddy, the author of our textbook, Science and Health." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "I recommend that each member of this church shall strive to demonstrate, by his or her practice, that Christian Science heals the sick quickly and wholly, thus proving this science to be all that we claim for it." Close quote. The manual states that, quote, "Amusement or idleness is weariness." Close quote. We need diversion at times, but the constant seeking of entertainment often leads to idleness and dullness. This state of thought interferes with your inspiration, your intuition, and retards your creative ability. Let God entertain you. He will keep you busy, progressive, happy, and you will enjoy an active and fruitful peace. Second assignment. The second assignment was to study the Sermon on the Mount. You will find Dumelow's one-volume Bible commentary very interesting, where it analyzes the account in Matthew and Luke. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "To my sense, the Sermon on the Mount, read each Sunday without comment and obeyed throughout the week, would be enough for Christian practice." Close quote. The Sermon on the Mount is the epitome of the Bible. The Lord's Prayer is there, the Beatitudes are there, the Golden Rule is there, healing is there. It is the master plan, the master's plan. Quote, "Our master said, 'But the Comforter shall teach you all things.' When the science of Christianity appears, it will lead you into all truth. The Sermon on the Mount is the essence of this science, and the eternal life, not the death of Jesus, is its outcome." Close quote. In retrospection, our leader says, quote, "No purer and more exalted teachings ever fell upon human ears than those contained in what is commonly known as the Sermon on the Mount." Indeed, this title really indicates more the master's mood than the material locality. Close quote. Again, she says, quote, "Genuine Christian scientists will no more deviate morally from that divine digest of science called the Sermon on the Mount than they will manipulate invalids, prescribe drugs, or deny God." Close quote. Continue to read and study the Sermon on the Mount, and your questions will be answered. Your problems will be solved. The Sermon on the Mount, coupled with your understanding of Christian Science, cannot be surpassed in the art of healing. Third assignment. Unity of good is considered to be the most absolute of all Mrs. Eddy's other writings. In discussing all and nothing, it is interesting to note the following question in the first article of Unity of Good. Quote, "Does God know or behold sin, sickness, and death?" Close quote. Mrs. Eddy answers, quote, "The nature and character of God is so little apprehended and demonstrated by mortals that I counsel my students to defer this infinite inquiry in their discussions of Christian Science. In fact, they had better leave the subject untouched until they draw nearer to the divine character and are practically able to testify by their lives that as they come closer to the true understanding of God, they lose all sense of error. Close quote.